I'd like to call the City of Franklin Plan Commission meeting for Thursday, March 7th to order. Could I have a roll call, please?
Olson is excused. Hogan?
Here.
Burkhart?
Here.
Haley?
Here.
Morrow?
Here.
D'Andrea?
Here.
Fowler?
Here.
Let's please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, approval of the minutes from our last meeting. Do I have a motion?
Second.
First and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Item C, one is section 15-3.0603, table of permitted and special uses in non-residential zoning district amendments, standard industrial classification code additions, changes in the M1 limited industrial district citywide. This is a public hearing, so Ben, could you please read the notice?
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, March 7, 2019 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers, the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear the public comment regarding an application by Kendall Brunick, manager and owner of Sunset Investors Venture, LLC, for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification Title Numbers 6162, Mortgage Bankers and Loan Correspondents, 6163, Loan Brokers, to allow for such uses as permitted use in the M1 Limited Industrial District and Standard Industrial Classification Title Numbers 1521, General Contractors, Single Family Houses, 1541, General Contractors, Industrial Buildings and Warehouses, 1542, General Contractors, Non-Residential Buildings, Other Than Industrial Buildings and Warehouses, 1742, Plastering Drywall Acoustical and Insulation Work, 1743, Terrazzo Tile Marble and Mosaic Work, 1793, Glass and Glazing Work, 1799, Special Trade Contractors Not Elsewhere Classified, and 5145, Confectionery, to change such uses from a special use to a permitted use in the M1 Limited Industrial District. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of State Code Section 62.23.7.2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 15-9.0200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the ordinance text is in draft form, is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public's invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft ordinance is subject to revisions following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Thank you, Ben. It appears that we've got a properly noticed hearing. Mr. Deedle, would you like to give us a synopsis of the request?
Sure, thank you. So again, like the public hearing notice stated, there's a number of SIC codes the applicant is asking to change, 10 in total, 8 of them from special uses to permitted uses, and 2 of them that aren't allowed at all to be allowed as permitted uses. Packet materials includes a map of all the properties that are zoned M1 within the city. Staff is agreeing with some of the changes, but not all of the changes. Specifically, we're agreeing with 3 of them. The factors that we use to make our decision, as usual, we look at where all these properties are, not just the subject property. Some of the M1 properties are located adjacent to single-family residential subdivisions. So then we're particularly concerned about those uses that could be larger in scope, have longer hours, more than normal amount of noise or things like that, and we believe some of these uses would have those issues. So that's why we've only recommended approval of three of those uses. Actually, there would be 1742, 1743, and 5145 would be the ones staff would be recommending approval of. The other thing that we look at is how these uses are related to other similar uses. They should all be treated the same. So again, some of these uses, especially the 1521, 1541, 1542, are similar to many other uses, all of which are still special uses. We say these three should stay special uses like the others. The applicant does have some information and explanation why they would like to make those changes, but again, we didn't agree with all of them. The other thing I should note is the alderman of the district is supportive of making all of these changes. Otherwise, I would say that if you agree with all of the applicant's recommendations, no changes to the resolution would be necessary. If you agree with staff's recommendations or some of staff's recommendations, then appropriate revisions to the resolution would have to be proposed.
So the alderman is in favor
Correct.
Of this regarding his area.
Correct.
Not necessarily all the other aldermen.
So I'm not aware about his stance on the other areas. I believe it's about his district.
We'll open up the public hearing. What we'll need anybody who's going to approach the bench to provide their name and address for the record, and it is a sworn statement.
Kendall Brunig with Sunset Investors. My office is located at 10535 West College Avenue in Franklin.
It isn't a sworn statement. Oh, thanks.
Okay, then I'll just continue. Okay. Back in 2012, I was here, and I had a few of the SIC codes modified to approved uses. The thing that triggered this was back then I had approved as an approved use, 1751 carpentry work. It seems like every time when I get a new tenant in they fall under carpentry. What I didn't realize back in 2012 is there's actually two carpentry definitions, commercial, residential. The one that was approved back in 2012 was commercial. Everyone seemed to be falling under the residential. Because of the projects they work on. So that triggered, looking at this again, what I've had for tenants in the past. The problem with the smaller tenants, I've got a mixed-use building, it's 25,000 square feet, and the tenants vary anywhere from 500 square feet to 2,000 square feet. And the cost of getting a special use approval exceeds $1,000. That's more than they pay in a month's rent. And the problem is going through the process takes time. And the problem is that a lot of them simply just walk away rather than go through the approval process. The M1 industrial code is, I'm not sure exactly how many locations there are. There is maybe probably about half a dozen in the city, not much more. Not tax keys, but just areas. And they, by the zoning code definition, they're the older industrial parks with smaller industries in general. And the primary thing with those is they do not endorse retail, and they primarily endorse the main place that contractors are pushed to is really to the M1 district. So what I'm trying to do is make it simpler for the contractor type businesses to be able to locate in the M1. The other thing that I've found out, I've had, and the reason why confectionery is in there, I've had a confectionery wholesale business in my building for 10 or 12 years, and they've been in the city of Franklin for about 20 or 25 years. And if I want to add on an office and expand their space, I have to go through another special use approval. And one of my contractors that I'm trying to get an approval for right now, their partnership had split up, changed the business name. He had to go through another special use, so he vacated. So if this would make it easier for these contractors. Now, the contractors that I have not asked for putting into here are the ones that are the messy contractors, like the heavy construction, where they're going to have lots of trucks. I don't have demolition contractors in here. I don't have concrete. I don't have excavation. Those are the people that have a lot of outside stuff. And even if they don't have outside stuff, they tend to all of a sudden just accumulate lots of stuff that doesn't belong there. But the ones that I'm asking for are the single-family housing construction, the carpentry contractors, and there's the one contractor that I have that wants to go in there and get approval. We've started the application process for them. They do water damage cleanup. They fall underneath that. That's not a messy business at all. Matter of fact, it's a cleaning business, really. So, and the other contractors, the general contractor for industrial buildings, just rounds out that. The plastering and drywall, they're specialty contractors, terrazzo, glass and glazing. And a lot of those I've had in there for years. It's just their special use. I'm trying to make them so that they're a permitted use to simplify it. When you get down to the others, the confectionery, that's because I've had them there for so many years. And in order to do anything with relocating or enlarging them, it's too difficult to go through that process. The mortgage bankers and loan brokers, I've had them there as tenants before, and they've had permits, so I'm not just sure exactly how, they might have been pushed a little bit more towards another SIC. But again, they're not a full-service bank where they're not a retail operation. I'm not asking for anything that's a retail operation.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kendall. As I said, the public hearing is open. If there's anybody else out there that wants to comment on this, they have the liberties to do so. Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, and we'll open it up to the chambers, or to the council. Any questions from the councils? Mr. Haley.
I would just comment that I'm supportive of staff on this one. I think that their recommendations are sound in both cases. I'm inclined to support them with all of the recommendations. The concern being is that this has ramifications for more properties in Franklin than just yours. And the ability to review special uses is exactly why we in the council are here.
Mr. Deedle, the properties that are on this map are the ones that are circled in red?
Yes, sir.
And so, looking at this, we're looking, most of the properties are along Ryan Road in the industrial park?
Ryan Road, there's an area along 51st and Rawson, and then there's an area along between Highway 100 and Forest Home. And then the one at Highway 100 Forest Home has residential single family next to it. And
yeah.
Then the one at 51st and Rawson does too.
Commissioner Fowler.
Yeah, I tend to agree with staff's recommendation as well, but Joel, I just have a quick question. In other communities, are these SIC codes... Are our ordinance in line with other communities that surround us here?
Hard to tell, because only one or two other communities use the SIC codes. Greenfield and Cedarburg possibly. I did not check those. I know in the past there are more similarities than differences, but they're not exactly the same. And for this one, I did not check.
The other question on SIC code 1542, non-residential construction, not elsewhere classified. What is?
Did I have a note on that? No, I didn't. Generally, it's a catch-all category. So if there's a type of use that's similar but not exactly the same, we'll toss it in that category.
So if we approve this, it's possible that they might have outdoor storage of things that we're not aware of at this point.
Correct. And that our practice generally is, there are exceptions, generally is any one of these that has not elsewhere classified is almost always a special use because of the possibility that it's the catch-all category for things that we didn't anticipate. And then those might be, again, the ones that we do want to have special closer review of and be able to add conditions and treat as a special use. There are exceptions to that rule, but that is a general rule.
You know, the gentleman referenced that that these contractors, these subcontractors, would go to other communities. Are other communities more flexible with their M1 rating?
I can't say confidently around here. My previous job by Brown County, most of the communities were yes. There were exceptions. Some of the communities that wanted to be set their standards higher than their neighbors would be very similar to us. But I'd say most of the communities in the Green Bay area, yes, were more lenient with the M1s. Or their version of the M1.
Sure. Commissioner Fallon.
The concern I have is we've done this in the past where we passed an exception or we made these changes. It impacts multiple properties. And at times it's come back and there have created issues for us that we seem to have made for ourselves when we've done this. I can't remember the exact. But I believe there was a code change we made, and that came back at a public hearing. There was some concern from the surrounding residents. And I apologize, I don't remember the exact time. But I do know that came up. And so I have some concerns.
I think it's only happened a couple times.
Okay. But I know it happened once, and there was a very large turnout of the residents in the area. And they were not happy. So I have some concerns about making the changes if staff doesn't recommend.
Well, Mr. Deedle, if a change would be allowed, at what point does the commission have an opportunity in that special circumstance where there'd be a public hearing, or is it then open and free game?
For the ones that we leave as special uses?
Correct.
So the ones that we leave as special uses, Mr. Bruning is correct. It is $1,000 for a special use or a special use amendment. It does have a public hearing, so it is a longer and cumbersome process than just a zoning compliance committee use.
But if we were to change it per his request, how do we get another? We never get another kick at the can.
No.
Okay. So. Commissioner Fowler.
Just a question maybe for the city attorney. It seems like the fee is the problem. Is there a mechanism to reduce that fee or change that fee, or is that an issue that is beyond the scope of the planning commission? And the purpose of the fee, Joel, would be?
It's to cover city costs associated with the review of these things. So there are public hearing notices, which are gradually getting more and more expensive. I can tell you, as a matter of fact, that for the last 2 years, we've exceeded our public hearing notice budget line item for the last 2 years. But it also includes a fraction of staff's time, any other materials that we might have to do. For instance, the applicants don't provide new copies of the materials from the Common Council packet. The city just incurs those costs ourselves. So that fee has always historically, as all the other fees have, historically been set on a rate that it covers a fraction of our costs and has, in comparison to many other communities, been higher than most other communities. So other communities will have the same idea. It's a fraction of the cost. But like Oak Creek, our fees are higher. Most of our fees are higher than theirs. Some of our fees are significantly higher. It's been a while since I did a review. But it's always, that's the general premise. It's only to recover a fraction of the cost of the total cost. We do a bigger fraction of that cost than most other communities. The other thing I would note, though, we've never increased our fees since 2005, I think it was. So we might not be that far off nowadays. But the last time I looked, shortly after I started here, we were significantly higher than most other communities.
Thank you, Mr. Dito. Any other questions from the commission? City Council.
Just for the record, since fees have not increased since your last review, which was shortly after you started, that's approximately 13 years ago.
Correct.
Therefore, an assumption that Franklin's fees are higher than other municipalities when they have not increased a penny in 13 years, and there's been no comparison review, is probably not appropriate.
The public hearing has been closed, but he's the applicant, so yes.
The main one that I really wanted when this whole thing started was the single-family housing construction, the carpentry contractors. Commercial carpentry contractors are permitted. Residential carpentry contractors are not, but they're special use. So it's not much of a change. I didn't even realize there was a difference till after we started getting some of the approvals going through. The other thing that I wanted to clarify, and maybe Joe can, the biggest concern with all of these industrial uses, and with especially if you have residential nearby, is outdoor storage. And I believe outdoor storage would still require a special use regardless of what these are. Is that correct? Or so if I was applying for someone who wanted outside storage other than anything that's not inside the building, it would still have to come back here. And that's where the problems are, is outside storage. So you still get, that would still require special use.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Deedle, is there truly a difference in the code between residential construction and commercial construction?
I did not check the commercial. I did look at each one of these. So, for instance, for single-family housing, the thing that caught my eye was that includes the construction of manufactured homes, modular homes, and mobile homes. So those were the examples I was thinking that would be large. It's not going to be a small operation. It could be larger because the manufactured home is larger.
How many buildings are you going to do in this area? Can we build a manufactured home?
Again, in his property, on Mr. Bruning's property, his is not large enough. But some of the other M1 properties, again, on Forest Home, might be. And then that was, and that would be, the old industrial park. Has some properties that are large enough. Repacorp property, for instance, is large enough. They could do manufactured homes there, and right east of them is a single-family residential subdivision.
So if you've got a like a RICO structures that's going to build trusses, they wouldn't be able to, that's commercial purpose, but if they're building residential roof trusses, where do they fall?
That same SIC code. So yes, there would be small ones that would normally be okay, but they're also in the SIC code that has the large ones as well. And that is historically been one of the problems with the SIC codes, is there are so many of them, it cuts up uses into a lot of different categories, but it's still looking at it from a different standpoint than land use. So doesn't always make sense. Again, we've proposed a couple of times revising those SIC codes or getting rid of them. The last time we tried, I think there was concern by Planning Commission on some of the breakdown in terms of how specific and detailed did we want to get, and we couldn't reach a consensus. The other time was, of course, when I went to the council to ask to update the UDO, including the SIC codes, and the council would not give me permission to do that.
Yeah, because you wanted to update it to the more modern coding.
Or I mentioned we would have that discussion. Did you want to go back to the old-fashioned way, using English words like residential instead of numbers that were used for tax purposes?
Commissioner Fowler.
Well, one other thing, Joel, I understand what you're saying, that these don't seem like major changes, but someone would have to, we've had issues before where someone in an industrial park or in a zoned area is not doing something that's permitted. That requires staff then to be out enforcing and inspecting, which takes time. So that's another concern of mine. If we add more time to staff already have some issues of keeping up with the work that they have, my concern would be that we now add an inspection factor to that to make sure that they are following these codes. I don't know if we do that on a regular basis or if we have done that, but that's some of the complaints we get with residents nearby when people are doing those things, and then someone has to go out and inspect, and then there's an enforcement action that has to be taken.
Well, there's still already inspections, so it's not changing whether or not to approve it. It's the approval process. I mean, the same person could violate whether they're approved use of special use.
Correct. If they come in for a special use.